a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though I'll let you come in my wig and I'll put it on my head and pretend it's wig glue. How awful! Oh, I really got myself with that one. Oh, my guest today, he's very funny. He performs at UCB once a month with his improv group called White Women, which you should go see because they're incredible. He's also been on Comedy Bang Bang, the TV show, and Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast. It's Ronnie Adrian!
Yeah, I want to wait till that song to end so I can talk. But I need to get the song first.
It's a very simple, short song for everybody to enjoy.
Yeah, I liked it.
Ronnie, how are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. I just had my shoe shelf delivered today, which is a real like bougie thing I feel like to say, that I have a whole shelf just for my shoes.
But how big is the shelf?
Very big. Mm-hmm. It's a very big, it's like an armoire that I had someone build shelving into because I have a lot of shoes. I love a shoe. Uh-huh. That got delivered today, so that's the highlight of today for me.
I mean, out of my friend group, I don't feel like I'm the one with the most shoes. I know multiple people who have more shoes than me, but I do have the point where, like, I had those, it's like those two-tiered shoe shelves that you can then stack other two-tiered shoe shelves on.
Yes.
And I have a bunch of those, and they're pretty much stacked to the ceiling now.
Ooh,
and to the point where I was like, oh, okay, like, my compromise was, all right, if I was going to get more shoes, then I have to look at that and get rid of some of the shoes on the shelf because I couldn't add any more shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been doing that lately, and I guess I feel good.
I never feel good when I give away something because I'll give it away, and then I'll go in my closet and go, where is, oh, it's gone. And then I get sad for a little bit because I love things. I love having things. Uh-huh.
I got to the problem where just being like, and that's even with clothes and stuff too, where like I hold on to stuff or like when I'm trying to throw it away, I'd be like, oh, but I could, I could, oh. But what I realized that once I've started to just to give stuff away or like get rid of stuff, like most of the time I never think about this stuff ever again. And I was like, oh, I guess it is like, oh, there's an attachment there that you have when you see it and you're like all the stuff that you possibly could do. But then it's like, you know you're not going to do it. You haven't done it since you had it.
Yes. Like, I have so many dildos in the trunk of my car because I did sketch comedy for too long. And I'm not going to use them for anything. They were like manhandled. Like they're not, I have to like disinfect them. I'm not going to do it. But for some reason, I'm like, I can't get rid of all these dildos. So they're just in the trunk of my car.
Okay. Well, I mean, they could come in handy one day. I don't really know besides really like one or two things what you could do with them. But
my one hope is, so I get into like an accident.
Uh-huh.
The guy comes out. He's like waving a gun or like a bat or something. He's like coming for me. I pop open my trunk. I grab two of the dildos and I go, I'm crazier than you. I'm crazier than you. I'll fuck you up with these dildos. That's why.
I mean, honestly, I don't see a scenario where that wouldn't work. At my maddest, if that ever happened to me, I'd be like, you know what, man, you win.
You win.
Lady, you win.
I'm going to leave you alone, ma'am.
You
win. I don't want to be beaten to death with a dildo.
I walked out of my car. I snapped and walked out of my car, and I was like, I'm about to do something to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was that mad. I was that crazy and that infuriated. But then you coming out, swinging your dildos as if they were nunchucks. Screaming at me that you were crazier than me. Yeah, you win. I'm gonna get back. I'm gonna get back in my car.
That's what I want. Maybe that's why I'm keeping them in my car, because I'm hoping for that to happen.
It could also be like you just get hit, like, and your trunk busts open. There's just a bunch of dildos just flying out in the street.
They like smash people's windshields. Just like, it's raining dildos.
It's like that'll be like a thing where like somebody needs some sort of a sign or something, like they're just waiting to think, and then a dildo comes and slaps them on their windshield, and it's like, okay, like, that's it.
Honestly, if there was, like, a news story that was, like, comedian Nicole Byer was in a car accident, dildos burst out of her trunk and savagely, like, flew into people's cars, like, I don't think anyone would question it. I think they would be like, well, this is great heightening of who she is. This seems pretty on brand.
Yeah. Oh, Nicole Byer? Oh, yeah. Okay. I can see that immediately. I can see that.
Ronnie,
mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Are you single right now?
Right now, yes, I am.
Ah. Do you plan on not being single?
What
a way to ask that.
I mean, I guess that's been a plan for a while, but mm-hmm. It just ain't really happened.
How long have you been single?
Truly, maybe about for like the last 2 years or so.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. What are you looking for in a lady?
I wish I could answer that. Like, I wish I could say, okay. Like, oh, you know, like, oh, man, I love a girl with long legs and mm-hmm. dark hair and, you know, whatever. But it truly is, like, I feel like what I find myself kind of, like, continuously getting myself. Like, I date a lot of, like, nice women.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to say that it's wrong or anything. Nice, but it's like, I date a lot of women where I'm like, oh, man, this person is, like, really nice. Like, really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, really nice, really considerate and all this type of stuff. And I'm just saying, like, that's a bad thing. But, you know, like, that's a specific type,
yes.
Right? It's not like, oh, yeah, like, a specific type where I'm like, oh, is this something that, I guess this might be something that is, like, I'm attracted to. Like, I just gravitate towards. I guess I just gravitate towards people who, like, are nice to me.
I mean, seems very healthy and a well-adjusted way to be.
I mean, I guess, but if they keep not working out, maybe I need somebody to yell at me or something.
No.
I don't know. No, maybe I want somebody to yell at me, Nicole, and just tell me, like, not necessarily, like, like tell me how bad I am, uh-huh. but just, like, I don't know, like, vent their frustrations out. Or, you know, like,
maybe.
I don't know, like, speak up. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm very, like, I feel like maybe I get sometimes overly communicative where I'm just
okay.
like, we need to talk, like, what's going on? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I need somebody being like that, like, I'm not always, like, bringing that up.
So you want a woman who's not as nice and withholding.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, when you say it like that, that's probably not a good one. I don't know.
They're out there. It'd be pretty easy.
Well,
for
I ain't
you
met
them,
Nicole. I have not
oh,
met them. I think
oh,
you're
boy.
Lying
Ronnie,
to me.
Ronnie, I'm so sorry.
I think you're lying. I think the world is just filled with nice women, and that's and that's it.
Are you on the apps?
No, I used to be on Tinder, and when I say used to be, uh-huh. like I was on Tinder. I went back on Tinder maybe two or three different times, but
yes.
only because, like, I would get on Tinder, and at first, like, I tried to be, like, like real, like, oh, okay, like, I'm going through the profiles, like,
mm-hmm,
oh, reading
mm-hmm.
the things, going through the pictures, like, yeah, like, this seems like a solid choice for me in this
Aww.
Swipe or whatever, and then realizing, like, this ain't working, and then you just start really, like,
mm-hmm.
half-fisted, like, and it just... I never matched anybody, really. Like, I might have
really?
Got, like, maybe two, like, maybe I got, like, three matches, and only really one of them, two of them talked to me, and one of them talked to me for, like, and the last one, I went home from South Carolina. I went
mm-hmm.
to South Carolina, and I matched with somebody, but it turns out that, like, my Tinder was still in California,
uh-huh.
so I matched somebody that was back the other way,
mm-hmm.
and then by the time I was getting ready to come home, she just stopped talking to me. So, yeah, that's my adventures on Tinder.
It's very nice and wholesome to hear that you read profiles before swiping on people. Because I feel like a lot of men specifically, and some women, are just swiping yes on people to, like, get their numbers up to be like, I got a match with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think that's what I realized, or that's what people would say is being like, yeah, you got to swipe through,
because, mm-hmm.
you know, because, like, what you're doing is you're cutting your matches in half if you're, like, really actually trying to be genuine about it. And I was like, okay, but it didn't matter anyway. Nobody was trying to talk to you, boy. Yeah, damn, that sounded sadder than I wanted to be.
It did sound sad, and I didn't have anything to say.
Yeah, I wanted you to pick me up, and I looked over there, and I was like, man, her mouth is shut.
I don't know. I think it's hard, especially as a black person in L.A.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I should have let everybody know. I am black. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, Ronnie, when you're on a podcast, you need to announce your ethnicity. Thank you very much.
I apologize.
Honestly, it's actually on me when I introduced you. I should have said, you've seen him on Connie Bang Bang or in the streets being a black man.
Yes. I thought you were going to, and when you said it, I was like, oh, I guess this podcast is just different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess nobody cares about race on this podcast. yeah, I just think being an other in L.A. is really
mm-hmm.
hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a thing that I haven't quite figured out how to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as, like, a black woman.
Like,
we're at the bottom.
Yeah. When you say navigate, what do you mean? Like, are you saying?
I think sometimes when people are swiping, they like will just, without even looking at the actual pictures or the profile, will just swipe no on black people.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because they're just like, I don't want a black. Yuck, black. Ew, black. Too dark, black.
Oh my gosh. I hope that's not what they're saying. I hope it's just internalized. I hope they're not actually like vocalizing that out loud to themselves. Ew, black. Swipe. Hope it's just like, oh, I don't know. That's maybe not my thing. And they don't really know what it is, but they know what it is. It's just that they won't say it to themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, that feels more safe to me, I guess.
I mean, but some people are racist, and then some people are loud racists, where they say it out loud as they do it. Here's a question.
Uh-huh.
On a first date, what is a thing that a woman can do that you're like, ah, I like that? And what's something that happens that you're like, ooh, I hate this?
I don't think I like somebody who's too negative.
Okay.
You know, or too down on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if it's somebody who I know is good at something. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't want to say, like, it bugs me or whatever, but it makes me want to, like, stand up for them, like, to them. But I don't, but sometimes people don't like that. They don't like you championing them.
Not your place?
Yeah. You know, but I mean, it's not even, it's like that thing of just being like, because it's one thing to be like, it's like, no, you're really, like, no, I seen your stuff is really good or whatever. Like, no, don't worry about it. Or like, no, what you're talking about, it's crazy. Like, you're really out here, like, it's blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's a balance because I don't want to not say anything. I don't want to just be like, hey, man, keep, you know, keep shitting on yourself.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. But at the same time, it is like, it's like, I want to say something and then just be like, but, you know, and that's it. Let's move on at least or whatever. Because I don't know. It just, I don't know. I guess that's something that really kind of bugs me. But I guess I'm more in a positive space for myself right now. So it's like, I want everybody to feel this positive energy. But a thing that people could do that I like. Like, let's say like this. I'm not somebody who says, like, oh, man, I need to date a woman. And if I date a woman, she has to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people who are like, man, no, she has to be funny. And I don't think that's true of myself. She has to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to find something interesting about the person. But, like, I think somebody with specific senses of humor, right, like, that could get me. Somebody who is, like, not presumptuous in a sense.
Okay.
Or even just, like, somebody who, like, will... say, you know what? I got this. It's like, or, you know, or just something that's just being like, hey, it's not, this doesn't have to be all on you.
Okay.
Like, and not even saying like the date part or whatever, but just being like, when we're talking about like a conversation or even when we're talking about like where we want to go, just somebody who's willing to give some sort of input.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I realized, like, I'm not necessarily the best dater.
Okay.
But what I did realize, like, when I was starting to actively, like, you know what? I want to date more. Like, I want to, you know, like, and when you date, it's the notion of just being, like, I want to, like, you know, like, go out with a person and then, you know, do this thing. And then that could be it. Like, I'm somebody who's, it's very hard for me to kind of go, like, well, I'm going to spend my time with you. But this is possible that it could be it. Like, that was a concept to me that I had to learn.
Wait, what do you mean that this could be it?
Like, the notion that it's being, like, to me, I'm like, oh, like, I see somebody, I like them. Or, like, oh, you know, there's just, like, you know, being in this community, there's not too many people where, like, I've been set up on a blind date, like, I didn't know anything about them, right? So, usually, most of the time, it's being like, oh, yeah, I've seen this person, we've been around or something, like, the vibe has been really cool or whatever. So, then, like, if you're going to go out on a date with them, to me, it's like, this is the start of something. Like, it was very hard for me to kind of go, like, this could be the one time that you hang out with this person.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, in this aspect. And so to me, it was like, oh, like, and I think that's kind of something that really held me back. Because it was like, man, once I start, that's it. I'm on the track. But I didn't realize that, no, sometimes you're just, I mean, I realized it, but I guess it's just something that just I couldn't grasp.
Mm-hmm.
That, which is being like, oh, yeah. To get back to your question.
I agree with you, though.
Do you?
Yes, because whenever I go out with somebody and we, like, click, I get really excited to see them again. Mm-hmm. And then I always forget. I'm like, oh, it couldn't have, maybe it didn't click for them.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a finite thing where I only get to see them this one time and then we just live our lives and never speak again. And I think the hardest thing about when you stop dating someone, especially if you were not the one who ended it, if the other person ended it, I think one of the hardest things for me is I'm thinking about you and I miss you and I miss hanging out with you and you're not even thinking about me. You've already fucking moved on. You don't give two shits about me. you're going to grow old with this new bitch you found. Y'all are going to get married and have babies. And I'm going to be like, well, like, what if that were me? Like, I think that's the hardest thing about breaking up with somebody. They don't care about you anymore.
Well, it's one of those things that's like, I remember, like, the hardest thing for me would be, like, people who I really thought, like, oh, this is a vibe, and there's something happened, mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, man, like, I feel like we're on the same wavelength. Like, oh, man, they just said this thing that was, like, really in the pocket for me of, like, oh, what I laugh at, all this type of stuff. And then, like, those are always the ones that just don't materialize. Like, no matter how we go on the thing, like, it's like, I'm being real cool, easy going, it just never materialize. But all the ones where it's like, oh, this is cool, like, this is fine, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, it always is something that's like, they stand on, like, man, I've been kind of hanging out with this person for longer than I expected to be, you know, like, in that context, because I started off on this just like so lukewarm or just like so like, oh, it's average or whatever, and I was like, why is that? So then, like, I would even go into the things of like what people are really like, being like, you know what, just easy, chill it out, like it's a scholar, but it's almost like it could be sensed.
Hard to go in it lackadaisical when you're excited about it. I feel like a lot of my dates I go in pretty like whatever. Because they're Tinder dates or Hinge dates, and they're all people I don't know. So I truly have no expectations. I'm just hoping you don't try to murder me. But also, in the back of my brain, I'm like, I dare you. I dare you to try to murder me. I'm pretty crafty. I'm faster than I look. And I'm loud. I don't think you can do it. I dare you.
And you keep dildos in your trunk, so.
I keep dildos in my trunk. I also have Tenga eggs in my trunk, which are eggs. I had a guest on who gave them to me. I don't know why I have them, because I don't think I could use them, but men jerk off into this disposable egg that then they just throw away. And I was like, ah, what men need, more things to jerk off into. I don't know. Use a sock. But also, why are men jerking off into socks?
I wouldn't jerk off into, honestly, like, when I first saw what, like, a fleshlight was, I thought about getting one for the longest time.
Get one. Why not?
I don't know.
How do you wash it?
I think it's in a tube.
Yes.
And that you take the silicone thing out of the tube and you just, like, run water through it.
Oh, okay. That's, okay. I was like, you got what? Put it in the dishwasher? Like, I mean, every time I you think maybe jerk off?
I think they advertise the fact that the material can be dishwashed. Like, it's so crazy, because it's like, oh, okay. But for the longest time, I thought about being like, maybe I should get one. And then I had to realize, being like, is this means says something more about you, about how often you masturbate?
No, I think a fleshlight is fine. Do not shame yourself. I think you should get one, because I have a bunch of like vibrators and dildos, and that's how I like to masturbate. But I wonder if they have a fleshlight that gets hot like a pussy. You took a drink of your tea. You kind of like sunk into your seat. Oh man, I wish podcasts were a visual medium. The way you responded was so funny and so subtle. Because, like, it was almost as if you were either upset or very happy at the
because I wondered, like, I should look at the instructions again. Not the instructions. Oh, online. I don't have one. I don't have one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So when you go home, look up the instructions that you kept. They were right in the nightstand. Like, yeah,
can you microwave these? Please stop. Please stop. I was like, I've been really on this kick where it was like, you know what? For myself, it was like, you know what? I'm going to try to not masturbate.
Why?
I don't know. I think it was because, like, you know, people who I knew who were like, hey man, like, I stopped, and like, I'm only, you know, like, having sex with my wife or my girlfriend or whatever, like, this other thing. And then, like, they said that it helped them. Like, they felt like their stamina went up and all this other type of stuff.
Oh.
And so for me, I was like, oh, I was, but it's more so the notion of being like, I was just trying to see what the effects are of, you know, like, what that is. Because I feel like for myself, truly the only time that I masturbate is like when I'm bored. It's never like when I'm just like so horny or like whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's always like when I don't have, oh shit. It's always like when I don't have shit to do and I like got time to think about like shit like that. But like when I'm like working on something or whatever, like I could care less about what my dick is doing.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't care.
I have to come almost every day. I just feel like I need it. I masturbate not when I'm bored, but before bed, and I think it's just become like a ritual thing. Mm-hmm. I have my favorite videos from Pornhub.com bookmarked on my phone. And every time I look at my bookmarks, I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. But it was hard to find the videos that I liked. And uh-huh. I like this one man. I'll tell you his name. He's like a rough'em, tough'em fucker.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask, what is like the qualities you look for in a Nicole Byer like saved video?
In a Nicole Byer saved video, hold on. Where is it? Oh, athletic babe gets fucked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Okay. So his name is Owen Gray. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're looking for some black and white fucking, and he's got a million views. He's doing well. So the title of the video is Athletic Babe Gets Fucked Hard by White Dick. Mm-hmm. Ooh, and there's a good one after that I haven't seen. Ooh, let me bookmark this one. Oh, wait. Hold on. I got to bookmark it. Okay. Wait, how do I bookmark it? Wait. Oh, shit. Done. Wait, I'll just leave it up. Okay, I'll watch it later.
Yeah, please. Yeah, don't. Yeah, you're watching later.
I truly couldn't figure out how to bookmark it, but it's him fucking a darker black woman, which makes me happy. Mm-hmm. What are you asking me?
I was just wondering, like, what do you look for? Like, I know because some people would be like, oh, like, I don't know, it has to start off where, like, they're having breakfast or something and it gets
absolutely
a really soft
not.
Thing. Like, what's your shit?
I really hate a storyline. Mm-hmm. I don't need him to like knock on the door and her go, oh my God, I had no idea you coming. Mm-hmm. I don't need any of that. Most porn actors are terrible actors. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. I just fast forward. And then when I fast forward, they're like fucking. And then I get confused and I go, well, when did it start? And then I have to go back. And it's a whole thing. So I tend to have sex with a lot of white dudes. So mm-hmm. I'll look for videos of a big black woman with a white dude or a big black woman with like a smaller black dude, mm-hmm. a smaller Hispanic dude, just like a slightly smaller man. Mm-hmm. I just like to see someone who looks like me fucking. Uh-huh. I found this great video last night of this woman getting railed at a Walmart.
Uh-huh. At a Walmart?
In a Walmart bathroom. Okay. And it truly is a Walmart bathroom. And at one point, you hear the door close and then they get quiet. And then I couldn't master it because I was laughing too hard. Uh-huh. I was like, this is not sexy in the slightest. This is very funny. Also, she like hadn't combed her hair. Uh-huh. Honestly, it was very funny.
I mean, yeah, I don't think people who are like fucking in a Walmart bathroom is like truly that worried about like their physical presentation.
You're correct. And then I found a ton of videos with her and her boyfriend.
Oh, they do this a
lot. Who's like a... yeah, like a muscular black guy who seems like he's got it together and she, I think, just gets fucked too much and, like, can't do anything else. Like, her hair is never combed in these videos.
She wakes up and she's just, like, so tired from being fucked too much.
And then she's like, what if? And he's like, wait, fuck! And she's like, but I want to comb my hair.
We don't have no time.
We don't have time.
We don't have time. Shut we got to get to the next bathroom.
Shut up the phone at a bad angle. It's also the worst angles. I watched like 7 of their videos last night and then had to wait a while to masturbate so that would leave my mind because it was so funny. Sometimes porn is very funny to me.
Oh, porn is like, I seen a porn one time where I had to actually put on Instagram where like there was a guy in the video that looked so much like me. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute.
Is this me?
Yeah, who is this? like, and I was like, because you know, like it was just bad enough like to where I was like, I was like really having to look at the, like, who is this? Like, who is this dude? And like, he was getting like slobbed down from this girl. I was like, oh my God. Oh, and then like and it was very fun. I took pictures. I was like, yo, I was sending it to people like, yo,
is this me?
Is this me? Like, I at some point I realized it wasn't me, but it was like the crazy thing just being like, oh, wow. Like, I think I used to really be into like, well, I won't say really be into, but when I was like starting getting into porn or whatever, mm-hmm. like, I used to really did like the ones where, like, these kind of big production porn, like, all this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like right, like, now when I do watch, like, I think I watch more amateur stuff than anything.
I like to watch couples be intimate.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm missing intimacy in my life.
Honestly, Nicole, I would say the same thing about myself. I was like, does this make me feel like I'm a part of, like, that it's me being a part of something?
Like a nice, loving relationship where, like, they're having a great time and so are you. Ooh, Ronnie, we have to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Oh, whoa, we're back. It was a very short break. We're back, Ronnie. Let's see. What else do I want to know about you?
I don't know. I'm an open book.
So you're not on the apps.
Mm-mm.
How? So you meet people in person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you only date other comedians? For comics, improvisers?
Well, what's truly funny is, no.
Okay.
But I say that because there was a certain point where I was like, I'm not dating any more people within mm-hmm. in the community that I'm in. Mm-hmm. Which then just meant, oh, I guess I'm not dating anyone. So, you know, like, my last relationship, it was kind of like an on and again, off again thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for the longest time, that was just like a continuing thing.
Yes.
That I was like, oh, okay. And then when that really was just like, oh, I guess this really just, you know, like, we're just friends. Like, then it's like, oh, okay, like, yeah, nothing. And then every now and then I kind of break my rule and then mm-hmm. like, you know what, well, let me see what's going on or whatever. And then maybe like I'll like, you know, like, just try to like talk to someone or like, mm-hmm. hey, like, maybe that's another thing. But I just, it's interesting because like, if I hadn't always like had to kind of like pump myself up,
mm-hmm.
like, hey man, like, I know nobody else says it, but you're all right. You know what I mean? Like, I would feel like I would be so down because uh-huh. I feel like nobody is, I don't want to say nobody, but I feel like a lot of times, like, no one is really like fucking with me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, like, maybe it just ain't, I guess it just ain't it. But it is like that notion where you have to kind of tell yourself, being like, hey, you know what? It's not you. It's just like, you know, they're in their own place. Or maybe mm-hmm. they like, they don't have to like you. Like, it's fine. Like, they maybe they got, like, but it's not you. Like, no one's you. But it,
do you
it,
go
it,
to therapy?
I don't.
You seem very well adjusted.
I had to be. I had to be. It's something I've been really working on myself for a
okay.
while, especially this starting this year. And so, like, I think I can be a little bit introspective on myself. But I would like, I don't want to say I would like to. I've thought about it just because, like, I wonder what would come up, like, if I went
if
to therapy.
If you went to therapy?
Yeah, I wonder what would come up. Because I feel like it's like, man, I grew up in nothing. I feel like it was very unadventurous in a sense. But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of shit being like, oh, damn, I didn't know that fucked me up. Oh, that one too? Damn, that too? God.
I've been in therapy, I think, for 2 years now. And there has been things that I have never thought affected me as an adult that happened in my youth
mm-hmm.
would affect me. And then talking through it, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is a thing that's affected me. Like, I didn't think I had daddy issues.
Uh-huh.
I am crawling with daddy issues. I'll tell you, my dad liked my sister more.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's whole side of the family likes my sister more currently. And that affected me when I, like, speak to men because I vie for them to accept me and like me.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be liked better than somebody else. And I bring that with me when I, like, speak or talk to men. And if a man is nice to me, I'm like, he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
He loves me because my daddy was nice to my sister and he loved her. So that's a fun thing I bring into relationships. And I have to take a step back and say, okay, he's nice to you.
Uh-huh.
You don't need his approval.
Mm-hmm.
If he's nice to you, that's a nice thing. But if he doesn't like you, you got to move on.
Uh-huh.
Just because he was nice to you doesn't mean he likes you.
No,
it's been fun.
I think I find myself like, when I if I'm trying to like date outside of the community, which is always tough because I feel like starting from scratch is like people just being like, impress me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, and it's interesting because it is like, I don't feel like I do well with people who haven't like seen me perform or seen something that
mm-hmm.
I've done, right? But at the same time, when I'm like, I'm trying to go out and meet people outside of that, but then I don't like to bring it up, like what the
yes.
things that I do, right? Because sometimes you meet people who are also in the same industry as you, and I don't want that to kind of, like, play a part of, like, how they're looking at me at first. Like, mm-hmm. I don't mind instead of bringing it up, but I want to be like, hey, we're meeting on this terms right now, and then after the fact, it could be more or whatever that thing is. But then sometimes it's, like, people who aren't in the thing, and it's just, like, I don't want them to, like, have some sort of, like, whatever opinion, like whether it be biased or any. Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh, you do improv, so I guess, like, we're going to get wacky.
Oh, you do improv? Well, oh, you act? Oh, you do this or whatever? Mm-hmm. And it is like, oh, yeah, I want to come in there being like, hi, you know, like, we're two people. Let's try to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and then, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I do that thing or whatever. But it's so hard because it feels like you're deliberately trying to hold something back or whatever. But then also it just feels like, I don't know. I think I come off so boring sometimes. I'm just like, I'm not. I'm fun. I'm fun. It's just like,
I know I don't come off as boring because I'm truly the loudest person and I'm usually wearing leopard print or something wild. Mm-hmm. But I don't really like to tell people what I do up front because then there's just like a lot of weird questions. Like, I went on a date forever ago, and I didn't really like him, so I was just like, yeah, I'm a stand-up. And he was like, yeah, but what's your day job? And I was like, I don't have one. He was like, yeah, but, like, what do you do for money? Mm-hmm. And I was like, stand-up. And he, like, couldn't wrap his brain around that. Uh-huh. So that happened too many times where I was like, I'm not going to tell them. Mm-hmm. If they know, they know. But, like, by date two or three, I'll tell you, because that means we've made it over the first date hurdle. And
are you not supposed to ask people what they do on their first date?
Like, you can. You can.
Do they not ask you?
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes men talk so much about themselves that, like, if I don't volunteer information, he'll leave the date being like, that went well. I really bared my soul. And she was there. She was there. But I don't, had a name, and it's really, I'm at a loss for it right now. But, like, I did well, and she knows about me. Yeah, like, they won't ask me a thing about myself.
I really bared my soul.
Yeah, sometimes men will tell me all these things, and I'm like, oh, I don't need to know this.
Look, I didn't realize how, like, I don't know, I don't consider myself, like, I think I'm an okay guy, right? Like, not bad. I wouldn't say great. I'm pretty sure there are better people. I'm sure there are better relationship guys than me.
Not great.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I feel like I'm solid.
Okay.
But, like, it's always funny. I never realized, like, how many unchill dudes there are out there until, like, when I'm in a relationship and I feel like I'm doing the base, like, as far as, like, niceness or whatever. And people be like, you're, like, the nicest person I've ever dated. You know? And I'm just like, what? Like, I'm just like, wow, that sucks. Like, because I don't feel like I'm not doing anything, like, truly above just, like, human respect, right? I'm just like, man, how shitty are people out there to where it's like,
shitty.
This is a high bar for some people. And that's
shitty. Like, anytime I go on a date with a dude, I, like, triple confirm that we are actually meeting. Because sometimes you'll show up at a location looking real pretty, and you'll sit there alone, and he won't come.
Oh,
and you'll get so sad and say, he didn't even meet me and he hate me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've been stood up, I think, only one time. And then he unmatched me. Like, when I was, like, going to text and be like, are you coming? He unmatched me. And I was like, okay.
Jeez.
Well, this is a fun time for me.
That's a crazy thing. Like, because even if I'm like, you know what, I don't feel it. Like, I would at least give you the courtesy of, like, making up an excuse.
Yeah. You know? Lie to me. Say your grandma got hit by a bus and you can't come. I'll be like, oh, man, that's sad. I mean, you can come up with a better lie, but honestly, should use that one.
I mean, bus, because that way, at least you know, being like, hey, you know what this is, but I'm giving you the courtesy of at least letting you know that I'm not going to be there.
And the worst is when someone's like, I'm busy, but then you find them on social media and they don't seem to be busy.
Oh.
And you're like, why would you tell me you're busy if you're actually not busy? Because I've told people I'm busy, but, like, if you look at my social, like, I'm doing things. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking touring. Every weekend.
Yeah. I mean, that's
exhausting.
Hey, that's good. I mean,
yes.
I would, like, to me, it's always funny. And this is when I get it. This is when I get it in my head the most. Like, I try to be like, you know what? Like, everyone has their own process. You have your own process sometimes, especially depending on what the questions are. But it's always funny how, like, if you could be, like, texting somebody or, like, messaging somebody, like, hey, you know, back and forth. And it's kind of like this pretty, like, pretty consistent, breezy conversation. And then you maybe go, like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should, like, go grab something or do this, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, it's just, like, all of a sudden they're off the thing for a while.
It's like the garage door closed and you can't get in the house. And you're like, but, yeah. We were having a lot of fun.
If you just let me back in, we were having fun, please. What happened? And then sometimes, you know, like, and most of the time it is like, oh, yeah, like, sure. Or, like, hey, I don't know, whatever the thing may be like. But it's always funny that it's, like, because it takes so long for them to give you that response. We were just chopping it up for a minute.
It's because they're like, oh, this changes everything because now I have to figure out if I actually want to be with this person for the rest of my... And it's, I think people take a leap before they're like, let's just hang out. I asked out a friend a couple months ago, a mutual friend of ours, actually. Ooh. He had been nice to me the last time I saw him. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask him out because he was so nice. And he was like, nah. it was like a hard nah. I was like upset for half a second, but then I was like, oh, he never put out any indicators that he was interested in me romantically. One, two, you just like took a leap at midnight 30 to ask him on a date. What a bad time to ask anybody out on a date. And then three, I was like, how nice that he just said no. And then we like texted some like jokes after that because I think he was like, it was like, nah. And then he was like, this funny thing? And I was like, oh, what a blessing. Thank you. That didn't make me feel a little bit better. So like, it was just like.
Yeah, the biggest thing to me is like, I'm always just being like, if me and a person, especially like somebody who like I'm probably going to see around or just like even if it's like I just don't want it to be weird because I don't want you to think like I'm walking around harboring some ill will or something. And I feel like that's what people think sometimes. So I feel like when sometimes like if somebody has let me down easy, let's say, or like it just hasn't worked out or just whatever the case may be. Like, I feel like I always go out of my way to be like, but it's chill. I'm chill over here. Like, just so you know,
because
like,
okay.
If I see you, I'm gonna be like, hey, how's it going? But I don't want you to, I don't want you to kind of like be harboring any type of like, what is he thinking or whatever. And I don't want that energy for myself. Cause I'm like, look, it just, that's what it was. We're moving on. But like, that's the hardest part for me. Like when, like if something happens and all of a sudden it feels like those that person gets weird, like, or the way we used to chop it up, we don't chop it up no more, like, in that way. And it's clearly because it's being like, what happened? Like, especially if I've never had, if I haven't even had sex with you, I'm like, you can't do that.
Yeah, you,
like,
you can't be weird. You haven't seen my body. Yeah, that is a weird thing about, you know, fucking another comic or an improviser, because you will see them again. It is a small world. And some people are weirder than other people. And then also, some people are just weird as a baseline. And then you add fucking them. And it's just like, oh, well, this is not fun to navigate. There was this one time in New York, I like walked into a party and I was like, I've had sex with six people in a row that I've said hello to. I was like, maybe I stop. Maybe I stop fucking improv people.
It's crazy how like for, you know, like for me, I had to be like, you know what, like, you, like the signs of there of just being like, this might not be the best choice to do is there, but you know, you feel like, but we're both on the same page. I'm being very open and honest. Yes. It seems like we both know what the scenario is right now in this moment. And you know, you do the things, but then after the fact, you know, like when it doesn't necessarily like in the way that you, you know, assume that maybe it should have been given the communication that you two had. And you're just like, you know what? That's not even really on them. Because I saw it beforehand and I knew what it was. And I was like, you know what? I want to do this. So let's go. And then the thing, it blows up in your face and it's being like, you knew that was going to happen. Like, you can't even be that mad.
This was going to end poorly. I learned recently, A, I don't know how to flirt. And when a man is, when a man makes it very clear that he wants to fuck me, I get shy. Like, I'll be like, oh, me? Oh, this lady here? Where, like, if a man gives me no indicators he wants to fuck, I'm like, yo, let me put your dick in my mouth. And I don't know why I'm like this.
Whoa.
I, like, it, I went on a date with this dude who then like touched my hand towards the end of the date. And I was like, why is he touching me? Mm-hmm. And then he like made eyes at me. And I was like, why is he looking at me like that? And then he was like, can I kiss you? And I was like, but why does he want to do that? And then he like kissed me. And then I was like, are you taking me to your house? And he was like, I'd like to. And I was like, okay. Are we going to take an Uber? Like, it was like...
It's just only so funny because it does not feel like... It feels like, what? Nicole?
Yes.
What?
And I talked about it in therapy, and I was like, I don't know what... We still haven't figured out why I'm like this. Uh-huh. But I think it's because I've spent so much time being the aggressor, and when I'm the aggressee, I don't know how to handle that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very strange. I also... Yeah, I don't know what flirting is.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm terrible at, I'm terrible at reading. Like, it has to be, like, I have to be 1,000% sure. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm. What's happening? Like, this other thing, I have to get some confirmation being like, yo, that, like, I think mm-hmm. that girl is flirting with you. It's like, no, she not. And he's like, what you call it? Because, like, there has been times where, like, I'm like, oh, okay, I think this is it. Like, I done waited way too long. I done waited to admit all the signs. So this is definitely, I know what this is. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it's been like, what? It's like, oh, no. But then there's other times being like, but then, like, that I've missed. And then I've just then sat here and periodically being like, that was my chance. And I blew it. And every now and then it just comes up. Even though you ain't thought about that thing. And however long it's been, it's being like, every now and then you're just like, what would that have been
well,
like?
Well, it's hard to know if the hello is like, hello, or like a hi, hello. Mm-hmm. It's confusing. I was talking to my friend about it, and I was like, let's practice flirting. She said, okay. And she was like, hey, I like your hair. And I went, it's a wig. And she went, no. Say thank you. Say thank you. And then like throw something else back at them. And I was like, that's flirting? She was like, yeah, men aren't interested in your hair. He's trying to find something on you to compliment you. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, honestly, it could be just like, there are just some guys that are just being like, they just assume everything is like, oh, that's a flirt. No, like, and from a woman being like, oh, yeah, that's a flirt. That's just how they move through life. And I'm not exactly like that. I wish there was some part of that, me, of that thing, just, you know, in confidence-wise. But, like, I'm somebody who's like, I just need you to just give me a, like, I need you to just give me a, it can be direct. Being direct doesn't ruin the mood for me. It doesn't make me feel like less of a man. I'm just like, just let me know what's going on, right?
I try. I was in Austin, and I went to this restaurant, and there was this really cute guy working, and he said something to me, and I went, you're very handsome, very kind eyes. And then he went, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, all right. He didn't like that. But I was trying to be like, I'll fuck you. I'm just in these streets, very horny, looking for some dick.
I will tell you, I had the one sign, and you're probably gonna sit there and be like, dude, what the hell is wrong with you? I remember I used to work with this girl. And one time she came back to my place. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, and, you know, so we were just like in the, you know, she was like looking at my space, you know, all the time, you know, kind of things like, oh, yeah, cool, whatever. And, you know, obviously I was like, yeah, she likes me or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like at some point we were like, you know, we're just like walking around the space or whatever. Like, and she was like, oh, so this is your room? Like, I was like, yeah, you know, so blah, blah, blah. So she sat down on my bed and like, literally there was like, I had like, a table, like a little side table on my bed, and I think it had condoms on it or something, like in a bowl. I don't know what the hell, but they were there.
I like condoms in a bowl.
Like, all I know is at one point she was sitting on my bed being like, oh, you know, and she had the condoms in her hand, like messing with the condoms and stuff. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, okay, like, yeah, da da da, not knowing, like, I'm not reading anything. And then so then at some point we get up and go back into the living room area.
Whoa!
And then so like we make out. We're like making out pretty hard and stuff, whatever. And then like she's like, you know, I should go home. I should go home. And I was like, I mean, if that's what you want, because I'm not holding nobody hostage. But then she was like, I mean, but should I stay? And I was like, yeah, you can stay if you want. I should go home, right? And I was like, but I think she wanted me to be like, no, you should stay. Like, I think she wanted me to be like, and I was just being so like, I don't even know what to like, just, I don't, gentlemanly or just like a regular bitch. I'm being like, you can choose whatever you want. Like, I would love for you to stay, but if you want to go, you can go.
But
after the fact, I knew it was like, I know she wanted to fuck. And I all the signs are there. And I think she wanted me just a tad bit more aggressive, and I just wouldn't do it.
I don't know if that really falls on you. I think, playing with the condoms is pretty like, like very much like, I would like to fuck you. And then you going, oh, yep, those are mine.
It was a definite usual suspect moment where, like, after the fact, I'm thinking about it, I'm like, all the signs being like, there was the sign. There we go.
I've never seen The Usual Suspects, but that's where Kevin Spacey is the killer. He's Kodo Sunset. What's his name?
Kaiser Sunset.
What did I say? Kodo Sunset? Very close.
Very close. Like, yeah. Very close. Something to be so close, but also very off.
I couldn't remember because I just watched the trailer on a plane where they're like, Kaiser Sose? Kaiser Sose is so scary. And everyone kept saying his name. And I was like, what is this movie? This movie's crazy. I don't think I'm going to watch it. It's too wild. But in your defense.
Yes, please. Defend me. I need it.
You don't want to kidnap nobody, you know, and be like, you are staying. And then she's like, okay. Like, no. I think at that point, she could have been like, I would like to stay. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, yes, please. Mm-hmm. I think it's, should I go? I mean, if you want. Mm-hmm. Should I stay? Again, if you want. I mean, consent is a thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I consent for you to stay or I consent for you to go. Mm-hmm. It's either or. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I would love for you to stay and you're very welcome to stay. And then she didn't. But then afterwards, it was just like, talking to, and nothing came to fruition after mm-hmm. that. Like, that was a period in my life where, like, I would, like, be cool. Like, you know what? We don't have to have sex right now because I'm going to get this chance again. So it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. We're going with y'all. And then they all, every one of them fizzled out. And I don't really hold no regrets, but I regret missing the chance on all of them. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them. Every single one of them.
I mean, it's hard. I don't get it. I don't get how people go from relationship to relationship.
Mm-mm.
That's very confusing to me. I'm like, so you found somebody and then you didn't like them and then you stopped dating them and then you immediately found someone else that liked you?
Yeah.
How?
I can't, like, it's even right now, like, I feel like it's been a period where, like, I'm finding out, a bunch of different people that I knew that were in relationships, like, broke up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, but y'all was together for a while and y'all seemed like, the right for each other. Like, what happened?
Uh-huh.
And this happened for a couple different people. I'm just like, what's going on? Like, it's really throwing me for a little bit of a loop
mm-hmm.
here. Because at first you're looking at the people being like, that's something that's like, oh man, they got it. That's it. And then when it happens, it's like, wait, what?
And I think the craziest thing for me is, like, say you're with someone for 10 years
mm-hmm.
and then you break up and it's not the best breakup. You're never going to see that person again that you spoke to and maybe lived with for 10 years. Uh-huh. Isn't that crazy?
That is very crazy.
It's so wild to me to think about. Also, another wild thing for me to think about is like having someone move in with me.
Mm-hmm.
That thought is crazy. Like, where are you going to put all your stuff? I got a lot of stuff. Okay. Where are you going to put it?
Uh-huh.
One. Two, you're going to be in my bed every day?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, we have to buy a bed together?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, boy, seems too much. I don't...
I think, like, to me, it's interesting because it's like, I wouldn't mind... I mean, I guess, like, if me and a person were, like, in that place, I wouldn't mind necessarily being like, oh, yeah, this person, like, they're over my place all the time. But I don't think I would be ready just yet to be like, but you got your own... You still have your own place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, if the notion of being like, oh, you live here is mm-hmm. something that I think scares me. It's something that, like, my old girlfriend, we talked about, was being like, where here's the period where, like, it feels like this is the point where, like, people probably would move in together. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel that and right now for us. And mm-hmm. so, like, to me, it was like, oh, like, but it's like, I wouldn't mind this, like, somebody being, like, maybe having somebody even having a key, they can come over, whatever. But just the finiteness of being like, and now we live together, it's like, I think that's a little scary for me.
Keys are good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make you a key, and mm-hmm. then you could just text me when you're there.
Yeah.
If I'm not there and you're there, cool, mm-hmm. whatevs, keys, mm-hmm. but, like, go home sometimes.
Yeah. Like, you need to have your own space.
You need to go home.
Not tonight. I'm kind of, if you don't mind not coming over, I'm kind of tired tonight.
I'm real sleepy. Yeah. You stay away. Best case scenario, you live like 2 miles away from me. It's like close enough that we could be in constant communication and near each other, but like you go home.
Uh-huh.
That's all I want. Because like, no offense, boys are gross.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm nasty.
Yeah, about to say women are gross too, which I never realized until I was like, oh, right, like women are also
disgusting.
Gross too.
Yeah. Like a lady's restroom is really gross sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll like look at the toilet and be like, you perioded all over this toilet seat. Perioded. You bled. You bled everywhere. And this is not how I want to live. Uh-huh. There was this lady at the airport yesterday. I walked in after her. There was piss all over the seat. So I opened the door and I said, you peed all over this seat. And there's a bunch of women around her. And she went, And we had all watched her leave that stall. So like, I was right. And she started to speak and I went, I'll clean it. But I'm angry. And I closed the door and I started giggling to myself, which I think was out loud in hindsight after I like cleaned it. And then I was like, you are the crazy one in this scenario. You are fully insane. Everyone in that bathroom is going to talk about the wild black woman. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like, yeah, like that woman pissed on the seat and that was gross. But this woman, this black woman really let her have it in a very over the top way.
In a really aggressive way. Yeah. Also, she was wearing a shirt that said LA thickness instead of fitness. My friend Big Dipper made me this shirt and I was wearing it in the airport. I'm bald headed, like no makeup, just screaming at women. And I was also wearing a floral legging. Like I looked really crazy. Mm-hmm. But she made me so angry. How dare you pee on the seat and not clean it up? I'm like, squat if you want. Mm-hmm. Ronnie, I'll tell you something. Women be squatting. They be squatting in the bathroom.
And they're peeing on the seat.
And they're peeing everywhere.
I'm somebody, I have to clean up after myself.
Same.
Like, I can't just, like, you know, sometimes you miss. Like, sometimes, and it's like, all right, I gotta clean it up. Like,
wait, sometimes you miss.
Yeah, like, sometimes you can't control, sometimes you, like, take a piss or whatever, and it just don't come out straight like it's supposed
to. It's like a hose?
Yeah.
Sometimes, does your dick just move like a hose?
No, the dick is fine, but sometimes, like, it'll just shoot out weird. Oh. Like, or, like, sometimes, like, you'll have it, or you think you will, but maybe, like, in the back, it's turned in a little weird way, so it just doesn't shoot straight. You know, sometimes you have a boner, don't shoot straight. Sometimes it's just like,
yeah,
different,
that makes
different
sense.
Different scenarios.
I'd like to be in a relationship so I can hold my partner's penis while they pee, because it's something I can't experience as a woman as a person who identifies as a woman who doesn't have a penis. Uh-huh. I want to hold something while it pees. Uh-huh. I think that would be fun. I spent a long time in my youth trying to pee standing up. I'll tell you something, it doesn't really work for women in any sort of iteration.
Wait, if you're standing up trying to pee, like, I mean, does it just go down if you're standing up?
Sometimes it goes out if you do it forcefully. Uh-huh. But when I was little, I would straddle the toilet and try to pee that way, and it would just go down my legs.
Oh.
Okay. I recently just had to pee on the side of the road. I was leaving Vegas, and we were on a bus with a broken bathroom, and I had to pee really bad. Mm-hmm. And it was like a chartered bus, so it wasn't like a bunch of strangers on a Greyhound where I'm like, can I pee? Mm-hmm. So I like said to all my friends, I was like, we got to stop. I got to pee. So then we pulled off to the side of the road because the rest stop was too far away and I really had to go. And then as I was peeing, I looked up and there was a trucker staring at me. Uh-huh. So then I stared at him and it was a very weird 30 seconds of my life. And I'd like to think that he's going to hold that in his heart for a long, long time.
Oh, 1,000%.
Pulled over the side of the road, a black lady who looked like she was having a great time. Her hat said feminist and she was squatting, peeing on the side of the road.
When I was growing up with my neighbor, one time we were all outside playing, and one time I saw her like squatting by one of those huge kind of like outside AC unit spin things, you know, that you have growing up, like behind apartment buildings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen her peeing one time, and I remember seeing it and then looking away and then like running up like, oh, we're playing still, whatever. And it's something that still like flashes in my mind every, like, you just like, remember this from your youth? Like, it's one of those things, like, I just, like, oh, yeah. Like, so, yeah. So, I know he's, like, seeing UP as, like, I'm never going to forget that. He's going to be on his deathbed.
I'll never forget it. Just squatting down with Vans with flames on them. A little hat that said feminist.
Mm-hmm.
Just squatting and staring at him. It was a great time.
Do you think truckers, like, just jerk off as they drive in their truck?
Absolutely.
Makes sense.
But then also maybe not, because some men, when they come, like, kind of, like, move their whole bodies and they're like, so like maybe when you're driving, you'd just be swerving.
Because I'm not a clean freak. I don't want people to think I'm a clean freak, but I'm also like,
jizzing all over your house.
Exactly. I have to be like, here's where it is. I'm contained and we have to clean it up. So like,
do you jizz in the shower?
I have before, but it's very rare. And I'm usually like, I usually squat down by the drain. Like, okay, get it close to the drain. Like, I'm not going to just like come on the wall or something, but I should. One day I'm going to get crazy. One day I'm going to get crazy.
I squat near the drain. Honestly, it's my favorite imagery that I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just a man squatting, jerking off furiously, trying to shoot it near the drain.
Well, yeah, but mind you, I'm standing up. I'm doing it standing up, and then when it's like, oh, I'm close. That's when it's squat time. That's when it's squat time.
That makes it even better. What a treat, Ronnie. This has been a delight, but we're towards the end.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Would you date me?
Would I date you?
Oh, boy. I feel like that's a hard no coming up.
No, I don't think.
But it's okay. Well, Lots of people have said no.
I mean, you know, it's like, it's not even the fact that it's like, because you've already heard like my hangups when it comes to like dating or whatever. And so, like, even if the answer would be yes, it is still like the notion of being like, but do I see us working out? Like, I just like, I know that it would be fun. I know we have a good time. But then you're gonna go like, but do you see like we're going in the long run? And I think like I'm at the point where like I'm just like, I wish I could be like, you know what, I'm having fun, but I feel like my fun days is behind me. I'm like, I'm looking, you know, which is probably not the best way to go about it.
No, I think that's a great way to go about it. Mm-hmm. Like, looking is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a future, I think, is good, because looking for the now is, that has an expiration date, because mm-hmm. now is not forever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I should put that in a fortune cookie.
Ronnie, a fortune cookie? You can put that anywhere. You gonna throw it in a fortune cookie?
Yeah, and now is not tomorrow. Do you have anything you want to promote?
Like you said earlier, I perform over at the UCB Theater every second Friday with my team, White Women. I also have my team, the Dragons, who perform every Saturday there at UCB Sunset at 10:30. So if you know, if you're in town, you can come see that. I do other shows and stuff too, or whatever. I don't know. Follow me on Instagram. Maybe I promote something on that.
What's your Instagram? Bones Adrian.
Yeah, Bones Adrian.
And then what's your Twitter?
Unimportant. It's like I'm hardly ever on it. So it's Bones Adrian. It's the same thing. You can follow me on Twitter, okay. But it wouldn't matter.
Start when this comes out. Start checking your DMs, because the ladies will DM you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you like this episode of Oh, I Want You to Date Me, if you write me a nasty review on iTunes or DM me on Instagram, I will find it and I will read it. This person emailed me and said, have you ever had a threesome with a scrawny white boy and a curvy girl with an ass that just won't quit? Well, now you can. We want to take turns making your pussy lips flap like Dumbo's ears while the other person massages your titties and drinks the jar of cum you keep on your nightstand and spits it around the room like a sprinkler. Just to clarify, I don't keep a jar of cum on my nightstand. It was just a silly thing I said at the top of an episode. Please don't.
We don't know that.
Keep that in your heart. I don't have a jar of cum. I do have water that I keep on my nightstand in case I get parched. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.